This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing his teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing He loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured, and this is our 100th episode. Isn't that awesome? You know, when this began, there was a precious couple who are important to us as partners, not because of finances, just because of their walk of faith and who they are. And they came to us and said that they wanted to pay for a radio broadcast for 6 months. And I was kind of surprised the Lord had dealt with me about it, and that I was going to have to do something like this. And I just wanted to just thank you for all of those of you that have listened and things. And I don't know, at the end of 6 months, we're waiting to see whether the broadcast actually, there's enough finances coming in from the partners in order to pay for this and stuff. But I want you to know that we've enjoyed bringing to you, both our churches and those partners, and all the partners have enjoyed bringing this to you, that you, if nobody's told you recently, that you are important. You're important to the Lord and you're important to us, because honestly, I would not sit here and teach this over and over if you were not important. This is probably one of the most important subjects you can hear, is about knowing and believing the love of God. And in particular, we've been talking about the fact that if you were experiencing condemnation, that Jesus, we saw that where Jesus was with a woman caught in the very act of adultery, and yet He still did not condemn her. He still said it was sin, right? And understand, please don't try to hide from sin. At least acknowledge, and yeah, I'm in sin. This is the choices that I made. But that wasn't His goal, was to make her feel dirty. Sin will just do that on its own anyway, to be honest with you. At least it will at the start. If you're in sin and you don't feel dirty anymore, it's because your conscience is seared, not because it's not dirty. And we saw where Jesus told her, I'm not condemning you either. And a lot of times that's a surprise to people, to not see God as a condemner. And so we went to John 3, one of my wife's favorite verses, John 3, 17, where He said that here in verse 7, and He says, for God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He who believes in Him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already. In other words, the sin is that's the sin really that sends a person to hell, is not receiving Jesus. And that is your condemnation. But Jesus was not sent into the world to condemn the world. Jesus was sent into the world to save the world. And that's still who He is. Even if you were caught in sin, in the very act, if you turn to Jesus in the moment, right then, understand you will not experience condemnation from Him. You might feel condemnation because you're guilty over what you've done, but it isn't Jesus condemning you. In fact, Paul says this, and we're going to go to Romans chapter 8, and we'll start in verse 1, and it says this. It says, there is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. See, God is not wanting you to have condemnation in your life. Even if you were just in sin, it's not condemnation that causes you to quit. It's understanding His love. It's understanding what He wants to do for you. That's what causes you to quit. And see, the thing of it is that people say, well, yeah, but if you tell people, if you don't condemn people, how will they ever come out of it? Well, it's interesting. If you look at Abraham, God kept showing love to Abraham, and Abraham got stronger and stronger. God showed condemnation to people through the law after Moses, and people got weaker and weaker. Isn't that interesting? That God showed love and grace Abraham lies about who his wife is. He's a bit of a bonehead. And what happens to him? God shows him love, and what happens? Eventually, he becomes fully persuaded that God is true and that God will help him and that God loves him, and he becomes a man of great faith. So then God shows the law through Moses. And what happens? Do people get stronger and stronger? No, they get worse and worse. Why? Because condemnation does not produce strength. It produces grief and sorrow. It produces weakness, and ultimately will produce death. And so God, Jesus did not come into the world to condemn the world. Now, does that mean that he's just okay with sin and whatever way people live? No, he's not. In fact, when people say, well, you can live with just whatever way you want to live, as long as the way you want to live lines up with Jesus, that's true. Listen, I've said it before, but I'm doing all the lying I want to do. I'm doing all the adultery I want to do. I just don't want to do any of it. And so if you say to me, are you just saying you live whatever way you want to? Yes, I'm living whatever way I want to. And the things that other people struggle with, I don't. Now, are there things I struggle with? Oh, yeah, there is. And I'm working at walking free of those things. But even when I make a mistake, God does not, even when I sin, God doesn't condemn me. He says, I love you. Come on back. Because there is no condemnation to them that which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And you've got to make a decision to walk after the Spirit. But God is not the one condemning you. God, listen, I have to be honest. The way most people related to me who God was a God of condemnation. There was one church, I'm trying to remember what it was. It was called the Church of the Holy Hammer or something like that. Because it was basically, God's going to get you for that. And then I hear these churches, the Church of Leviticus with the law. Understand that was all fulfilled in Jesus. And God, Jesus did not walk around hammering people. He didn't walk around hammering the sinner. He walked around showing love. And that love provoked, I mean, you see tax collectors shouting out, I'm giving it all back. And Jesus never said, you're a dirty tax collector, you're crooked. And what did they do? I'm giving it all back. And here, you know, with the woman caught in adultery in the very act, in John chapter 8, can you imagine what her life was like after she did not receive condemnation but love? The love that she had already been shown compelled her to call him Lord. You know, the more I see that Jesus doesn't condemn me, the more I see how much Jesus loves me, the more it compels me to walk with him. The more it compels me to want to live for him. That if he loved me that much, that he doesn't hold anything against me, that he wants to help me, that compels me to want to live a different life. And I want you to think about the woman that was caught in adultery in the very act. This woman who was just brought out of the bed has an encounter with Jesus. And he tells the woman, I am not your accuser. I am not your condemner. Today, I am your Savior. I have saved you from death. Jesus stood between a woman and death, a woman that had not repented, a woman that was caught in sin. He stood between her and certain death. And she hasn't called him Lord yet. But when she sees that love, she does. When she sees that love, she says, you are Lord. Now think about what effect that would have had. That she leaves there that day. And she runs in, you know, because they didn't bring the man that was caught in adultery with her. And she runs into the man and says, and the man says to her, oh, you're alive. Because evidently he didn't stick up for her. I'm so grateful you're alive. And I'm sorry my friends did me that way. They say, how you know they were friends? Well, why didn't they bring him? I'm sorry my friends did you that way. And I'm so grateful you're alive. And, you know, sometimes men can be dogs. So maybe the next thing he said, hey, do you think we could get together next Thursday again? You know, after all, everything that's been sorted now, there's no reason for our relationship to change. You're not dead. You didn't get stoned. And you know what she would have said to him? No, not next Thursday, not ever again. Why? Because Jesus condemned her for it? No, because Jesus loved her. She would have said, told the man, no, there's not enough room for you in my life anymore, because I've met another man who, when he looked at me, saw only me. I was not a thing to him. I was not a toy to him. I was not a means of his gratification. I was important to him. And he saved me when I did not deserve it, when I had no value, when I stood guilty. He looked at me and loved me. He did not condemn me. He did not accuse me. And he told me that what I was doing was wrong and that I shouldn't go back to it. And after all the kindness he's shown me, I will not return. I do not need you anymore. I do not want you anymore, because I have met someone who loved me completely, and now I give my life to him. That would have been the conversation. Love provoked her. She calls him Lord, and what's interesting is she doesn't get up and leave. You know, here in at the end of this, in John chapter 8, where she's confronted with this, I want you to notice what he says. He says that the woman doesn't leave. This love compelled her to stay. She could have got up and ran, right? The minute everybody walks off of the rocks, she could have taken off, but she doesn't. Why? Why doesn't she? No reason to run. I found somebody who loves me. That's not going to condemn me, that's going to help me. But then Jesus says this. He spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but walk in the light of life. If you've been condemned by church people, let me just say that. That was them. That wasn't Jesus. We are the light. Jesus said he was the light of the world, but then he said we as the church are the light of the world. This is what we ought to be showing people. Love unconditionally. Now again, we do not say that sin is okay. But on the other side of it, we show them the way out that is through the love of Jesus. Stay tuned for these important announcements.
Attention, faithful men of God. Kurt Owen Ministries wants to invite you to the 2019 Men's Faith Advance. This year's topic is Speak to the Mountain and will be held at the beautiful Fountain Beach Resort on the Atlantic Ocean in Daytona Beach. You will hear anointed messages from Kurt Owen, Pastor Aaron Dirksen, Pastor Patrick Hodeling, along with Praise and Worship with Charlie LeBlanc. You owe it to yourself to learn how to unleash the very power of God that is already inside of you simply by speaking His Word to any mountain in your life. The mountain will move in the name of Jesus. It's just a matter of faith, and faith comes by hearing, and you will hear at this Faith Advance. The price is $175. It's all-inclusive, including two nights of hotel stay, all of your meals, and entrance into all of the conference sessions. Registration is easy. Simply text the word ADVANCE to the number 44321. Space is limited, so do not delay. Save your spot now to this life-changing event simply by texting the word ADVANCE to the number 44321. This will link you to all of the information that you need to register. Come join us to learn how to speak to the mountain. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Can't find a Christian bookstore?